From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo leaves for North Korea Thursday amid reports citing intelligence officials saying Pyongyang is either expanding its weapons capability or intent on keeping some of its nuclear capability. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders remained upbeat on progress toward the North's denuclearization following last month's U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore.
We aren't going to confirm or deny any intelligence reports. What I can tell you is that we're continuing to make progress. Ambassador Kim had a meeting just yesterday with members of the North Korean delegation, and Secretary Pompeo, as I just mentioned, will be headed to North Korea later this week, and we're going to continue those conversations.
A U.S. spokesperson reaffirmed Monday the goal remains the final, fully verified denuclearization of the North as agreed to in Singapore. Korea Society Senior Director Stephen Norper said the Pompeo trip is in part motivated by growing concerns over Pyongyang's intentions.
There are very real concerns among many in the U.S. administration and internationally that necessitate a next step by Secretary Pompeo to make sure that things really are in line. So U.S. Senior Diplomat Sung Kim, the ambassador to the Philippines, has been meeting today to help prepare for that with the North Koreans at Panmunjom.
Sunday, White House National Security Advisor John Bolton said most of the North's weapons of mass destruction could be dismantled in a year. French President Emmanuel Macron joined African heads of state in an African Union summit in Mauritania to take part in discussions on the fight against jihadism. He met with leaders of the so-called G5 Sahel countries, who have formed a joint force to combat the Islamist threat in the Sahel region. This is VOA News. As Iranian President Hassan Rouhani arrived in Europe Monday to shore up support for the international nuclear agreement, the U.S. announced a timeline for a return to sanctions reimposed after the U.S. decision to leave that deal 2 months ago. Brian Hook is the State Department's Director of Policy Planning.
The first part of our sanctions will snap back on August 4th. These sanctions will include targeting Iran's automotive sector, trade in gold, and other key metals. Our remaining sanctions will snap back on November 6th. These sanctions will include targeting Iran's energy sector and petroleum-related transactions and transactions with the Central Bank of Iran.
He said the goal is to change what he called Iran's destabilizing policies. He insisted the Iranian economy is vulnerable.
Foreign direct investment is falling, and the rial hit an all-time high against the dollar last week. On June 28th, the rial was trading at 85,000 to the dollar on the unofficial market. That is twice the official exchange rate of 42,500.
Hook said he's confident there is sufficient global spare oil capacity to make up for reducing Iranian oil exports. President Donald Trump criticized the World Trade Organization Monday.
And I hope they change their ways. They have been treating us very badly for many, many years, and that's why we were at a big disadvantage with the WTO. And we're not planning anything now, but if they don't treat us properly, we will be doing something.
His spokesperson said Mr. Trump is focused on fixing problems in global trade, despite reports the president has considered pulling out of the WTO. The president said he had a great talk by telephone Monday with Mexico's president-elect, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who won in a landslide Sunday.
We talked about border security, we talked about trade, we talked about NAFTA, we talked about a separate deal, just Mexico and the United States. We had a lot of good conversation. I think the relationship would be a very good one. We'll see what happens, but I really do believe it's going to be a very good one.
In a tweet, Mr. López Obrador said he proposed a comprehensive deal to create jobs, lower immigration, and improve security. Israeli troops shot and killed a Palestinian and wounded another after four breached Israel's Gaza border, attacking an army position. A third was apprehended, the fourth escaped back to Gaza. In India, nearly two dozen have been arrested following a weekend lynching of five men suspected of being members of a gang of child kidnappers. It's the latest incident in which social media is used to spread rumors, leading to mob attacks. Wall Street eked out a modest gain Monday, trading with the benchmark Dow Jones gaining 36 points to 24,307. Meanwhile, U.S. manufacturing activity surged in June, while construction spending was said to be robust in May. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.